And here with more on the three big tickers that are also helping move markets is our Yahoo Finance's Inez Ferre. And Inez, Apple, so close to that $3 trillion mark before retreating off of it, but now saying it will require masks again and limit visitors at some of its stores.
Yeah, that's right, Karina. And Apple had eased some of its restrictions at its stores throughout the pandemic, but now putting those restrictions back on. So visitors will have to wear masks, employees, of course, also wearing masks inside the stores, and also restricting occupancy in some of its stores. And this is also depending on each area. And Apple came to this conclusion, to this decision, because of guidelines in local areas, in states like California, like New York, where you saw mandates for masks, and also just looking at the data trends and looking at where the COVID cases are. Now, this comes at an important time, of course, because we are in the middle of the holiday season, and this is expected to be a record year for Apple as far as sales are concerned. And it also kind of puts into question what Apple will be doing with its employees and its plans for employees going back to the office in 2022.
Sorry about that.
Alexis,
I want to shine a
muted.
Light on some of the software stocks today, because as a group, they're selling off. I know that an analyst at JP Morgan has downgraded a bunch of them, including Adobe. Tell us why.
Yeah, that's right. JP Morgan software analyst Sterling Nagy reassessing some of the software stocks. And you can take a look at our chart of the software stocks really under pressure today. Adobe, one of the biggest decliners, down more than 8.5%. And the downgrade was neutral from overweight, basically talking about limited upside to the price target, also the valuation of these software stocks if interest rates do indeed are raised in 2022. He had some other cuts as far as Cloudflare is concerned and Zscaler is concerned. And if we just take a look at a one-month chart of some of these software stocks, you can see that some of them have been under pressure over the last month. This is a five-day chart here as well. And just taking a look at some of the biggest decliners, you can see Datadog down there. But for today, definitely Zscaler, Adobe, Datadog, some of these are the biggest decliners on that software chart.
And hey, Inez, you know, what is a Reddit trader to do? Because crypto is down and now AMC and GameStop both struggling yesterday, dropping double digits, struggling to stay in the green after this meme stock slump.
Yeah, so taking a look at those stocks today, we're looking at AMC and GME, and you can see that they flipped into green territory after opening in red earlier. It just shows you the kind of volatility with this stock. I mean, you really have to have a stomach for this. So much of the slump really that we've seen over the last month or two are really about also sentiment, less appetite for risky assets, for speculative aspects. Recently, one of the red flags for some investors was that AMC CEO Adam Aron had announced that he was going to be selling shares. Now, he telegraphed this. He said that this was for estate planning. But nonetheless, him selling shares, the CFO also selling shares, that put pressure on the stock over the last 5 days. You can see that the stock's down 22% and over the last month, down 40% for AMC. And then also, as far as fundamentals are concerned, you had the Omicron variant over the last couple of weeks, creating some questions about whether people were going to be going out as much. As far as cinemas are concerned, I mean, AMC is very much still in a recovery from the pandemic. And when it comes to GameStop, GameStop on December 9th announced its quarterly results, and the company didn't really give much guidance as far as its plans for its digital strategy. We know that there is a strategy in place, but not many details have been given, and that may have also weighed on investor sentiment. But still, year to date, these stocks are winners if you got in early enough. I mean, GameStop is up 650% year to date. And you've got AMC that's up 1,000% year to date. But I was talking to one trader today that was saying the glory days for these stocks may be over.
Which is why the CFO may have just got rid of all of his holdings in AMC. All right, Inez Ferre, thank you so much for that report, and we'll see you a little bit later on in the show.